Hi everyone, it's Lucian, but one is it not. Welcome to our second trial of the proving for the Council of Cardia. Now that you've had the chance to meet our eclectic set of competitors, Sam and I thought it might behoove you to learn just exactly how these representatives were selected. Each region of Cardia, as mentioned in the previous episode, ran their own set of preliminaries with different qualifiers, so before the second, third, and fourth trials, we'll be giving you a little summary of each region's selection process, starting today with Artanai. Again, fantasy politics are still politics, so we've put any and all content warnings in our episode description for you, and please feel free to reach out to us if we missed any. Stay safe, take a load off, and enjoy this little tidbit of backstory in the following trial, The Maze.
So we'll start with Artanai, as that's the first one that happened chronologically. Artanai, being such a large city, wanted to involve every single person in at least the initial decision-making process. So the folks in Artanai who were in charge of the preliminary process, Alcander was pretty critical in this as well, organized a citywide vote for candidates who had come forward to volunteer themselves as potential proving candidates. During the process of that vote, there was no screening process or no system of ensuring that each citizen would only vote once. And it immediately became clear on trying to tabulate the votes that multiple people had voted multiple times, because in at least one location, there were more votes than citizens. It was immediately clear that this process needed to be redone. So the Temple of Athena got on board, luckily for everyone involved, and created a system of magical checks that made sure, with some good spell work and stern looks from the temple initiates probably, that everyone only voted for a volunteer candidate one time. And after that, the votes were tabulated, and a top 10 pool was selected for the city. From there, went through three separate trials to screen maximum eligibility, I guess. You know, found the best of the best out of the city. The first trial was a historical trivia type game where contestants had to kind of be both answering as fast as they could and then also as accurately as they could a variety of historical questions about the island, the city, the history. This is a realm in which Sonder definitely exceeded. Hemlock struggled a bit more in this trial, but managed to dig up some very obscure religious history information and was able to continue on then in the lower portion of the top 10, but still hanging in there. The next trial was a 24-hour survival skills test. The group of 10 people were taken outside of the city itself, set loose in the woods with some objectives to both psychologically and physically survive during that time. And this exam was monitored by folks from both the Artemis and Demeter temples. Sonder did really well at this as well, just used to being very independent in that way and being able to take care of his shit. And Hemlock also has had to be very self-reliant for quite a while and therefore did a very nice job with this. A lot of the more pampered scholars and temple folk who are part of this top 10 group did not do well at this trial, as this is not something that is commonly asked of a lot of the people who made it to this preliminary point. After that, the people who came in last in these first two trials were eliminated, and a pool of 8 was remaining for this final trial. At that point in time, the group was tasked with finding a random citizen who had an object, retrieving that object and bringing it back to the person who was in charge of the trial. Sonder and Hemlock knew each other prior to this experience, and in a stunning show of good sense, decided to team up, as that was not expressly against the rules of the trial, and then went together to find the random citizen, who turned out to be someone they both knew, as they are both very social people in Artanai and know a wide variety of folks. They don't just mingle with one social strata or social group. And so this person who had the item they needed for the trial ended up being someone that they both independently knew and were able to very easily convince them to hand it over and then returned it back. The trial itself was meant to be scored as the first person to return obviously gets a spot, and then the next person who would have come back would have been the second person from the Artanai region, but because Sonder and Hemlock teamed up, it was very easy then to say that these two went on to the proving to represent Artanai. So there's about an hour in between where you guys can rest. Any abilities that you get back on a short rest, you recuperate. And then Alcander comes around to collect everybody and leads you a little bit out of town, actually. So you guys kind of have to go on a bit of a jaunt. And then there is a turnoff. And everyone kind of assumed that that was like an empty field. And as you guys approach, you can see there are walls that have been constructed of like stone and clay that are about 20 feet tall.
Oh.
And it's this huge structure that you can see that has been built.
Oofa doofa.
And this is the maze. So as you guys get closer, you can see it is square on all sides and it is entirely enclosed. Like there is a roof on it. And you can see there are people standing on the roof. Majority seem to be wearing kind of the type of robes that they're from like temples or that they would be spellcasters of some variety. And Alcander will explain as he goes around to deposit each of you at one of the starting, like the entry points into the maze. So the concept here is you guys want to be the first one to get up onto the roof. There is a ladder at the center of the maze that will like allow you to ascend up to the roof.
Okay.
And the people who are up there are going to be not only keeping track of like the order in which you guys arrive up at the roof, but they're also going to be adding a little bit of difficulty.
Cool.
Right. Oh boy. Okay.
Also enemies.
Yes.
Friends and enemies.
Frenemies.
Frenemies. So you guys approach, it's kind of oriented north-south, and on that side, like on the north and south side, there's only one entrance, mm-hmm. and then on the east and west sides, there are two entrances. You are placed opposite your counterpoint from your region.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The people on the roof in the robes, do they all look, are they all wearing the exact same thing, or is anybody wearing anything different?
There's a pretty big variety. It seems like there are folks up there who are probably from different temples of the gods. And then folks who look like they're probably more like scholars mm-hmm. or who are like their own self-taught kind of wizards kind of thing.
Are we allowed to do anything to prep or no?
Let me know what you'd like to do.
I was thinking of doing my Eldritch Mind invocation to cast Detect Magic at will.
Okay.
If I could do it beforehand.
Yeah. So you, what happens with that invocation is that you can treat Detect Magic like a cantrip.
Okay.
So you can cast it right now. And starting now, you have that 10 minutes.
Stealing my idea. Rude.
Haha. It's my invocation.
I think when Sander gets the summary from Alcander, he'd be like, you know, yeah, you know, difficult. But it was like not a good insult. It's just like, don't talk to me.
Like Alcander looks pained and like looks away and is like, mm-hmm, okay, moving on. Very much avoiding that conversation.
There he is.
All right. So you guys approach from the north and the first person you drop off is Sonder. So he's on the north. Moving around then to the east, Matisse and Petra are on one side. Moving around to the south is where Hemlock gets dropped off.
Cool.
And then Leth and Iolanthe are on the western side of the maze. I will let you guys know on your turn what you are seeing around you and how you would like to maneuver through this space as you understand it.
Great.
Cool.
Okay. And are we casting like prep spells and stuff now or once it's our turn?
You can if there's anything you'd like to prep right now. Otherwise, you can wait till it's your turn if you don't know what you want to prep yet. But like if there's something where you're like, I would like to have this spell active beforehand, feel free to cast it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matisse is doing Detect Magic as well.
Same with Iolanthe.
Mm-hmm.
So I got dropped off with Iolanthe, so we're moving through the maze together?
Nope. There's about 25 feet between you guys' entrances.
Oh, but so it's not like me and Iolanthe are partnered in this?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. When Leth realizes that, she looks visibly disappointed.
Damn. My friend.
That's fair.
So cute.
Yeah. Everyone's got about a 10-foot, like, into the maze, like, entryway. That's kind of like a 10-foot square that's been cut into the stone.
Yeah.
And you guys are about 25 feet apart on this side of the wall. It's just this is the side of the maze you both have been dropped off on.
Okay, got you.
Perfect.
I mean, if you need to cast a gay look down the side of the wall, that you can.
That is a free action.
Okay, yes. So that's a free action.
I'll also do detect magic, right? That's what everyone's doing?
Yeah. All right. So let's roll initiative. I will take Matisse, your initiative.
I just did this math and now I forgot again. 25.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Ooh.
Swashbuckler rogue.
Sonder.
Starting off strong with a whole 8.
Oh, okay. No.
Opposite energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I knew this was the part where I died.
Amlok, your initiative?
16.
Excellent, thank you. No problem. Iolanthe, initiative?
4.
Oh,
excellent.
No. Iolanthe.
She just doesn't want to do any of this, apparently.
Does not want.
This competition is anti-tall people.
Yeah.
She used to, like, crouch underneath this.
No, she just is tall enough for her. I don't wanna.
Mm-hmm. I just wanna go home.
And left initiative.
14.
Nice.
Solid.
And Petra got a 9. So, order is going to be Matisse, then Hemlock, then Leth, then Petra, then Sonder, then Iolanthe as we go through this.
Cool.
So, starting off with Matisse. Matisse, you can see as you walk forward into the maze, you have a right, a left, and a forward. Mm-hmm. You can very clearly see from here that the right and left are both dead ends.
Okay. Continue forward. He also has 45 feet of movement.
Perfect.
Whoa.
So he will go...
Monks, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Monks are the best.
Mm-hmm. I miss monks.
Yeah.
At 20 feet, you have a right turn that you can make if you would like. You can't see where it goes from here. You can see that continuing to go forward gets you out into a larger room.
He's going to check the room. But not like go in. He's going to look into it. Yeah.
Okay. So 20, 25, 30. I'd say like 25 has you kind of like standing on the threshold of where the space gets wider. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a weird little, like, 15-foot by 10-foot square. And you can see there are paths, mm-hmm. Once you walk more into it, that lead to the left and to the right.
Okay. What side of the... Where was the center from where he entered?
So looking at the top of the maze, the top being north, he is on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. You can see, painted on the wall, like the far wall from you, there is a mural, if you'd like to take a look at that.
Sure.
40 gets you like right up to the mural, and then you can take, you have like one step left in whichever direction you'd like to go in.
Okay.
First of all, I would like you to make...
Was there any magic?
Yeah, detect magic's up.
Right now you are not seeing any, but one is coming your way.
Okay.
Is what's happening. I would love a wisdom saving throw from you, please.
Okay. That's a 1.
No.
Oh, rut-row.
Yeah. Big rut-row.
Oh, Matisse.
Sam.
I'm so happy. From above you on the roof, you see a caster point down at you and cast Polymorph.
Does he turn into a cat?
Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, he turns into a badger.
Great.
Oh my god.
Perfect.
My teeth is a badger.
Oh no.
You are like walking up to get to... You're walking up to look at this mural and you're starting to see like there's an intention to it. Like there's a pattern to both sides and you're like starting to try and puzzle it out. Magic zaps you from above and you turn into a badger.
Literally only appear like as it's happening and that's why the detect didn't work?
Yep. Because That's tricky.
Clever.
Being cast in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what the people up top are for.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm. So because there is a speed differential between your old form and your new form, I'm going to say you're there to end your turn.
Okay.
So.
Do I still have my abilities?
Not with basic polymorph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Can he run into the wall to hurt himself?
If I die in the form.
If I die as a badger, do I come back as a half elf again, please?
Right. Do I get myself back?
Had sorcerer friends.
But you are currently a badger, so make me an intelligence check at -4.
That's -1. Thank you.
Excellent. You're a badger and you're wondering why the ground is so hard here.
Oh,
and you
no.
can't go burrowing for insects because that's some grade A bullshit.
Oh no.
Oh, Matisse.
Sorry.
Oh, buddy.
Yep.
Awful.
This moves initiative to Hemlock.
Okay.
You are at the south part of the maze. As you step into the maze, you have a straightforward avenue and you have an avenue to the right. However, you can see the avenue to the right does end in a dead end.
Okay. He'll go forward. He also has 40 feet of movement because of his, I think it's his oath that gives him that. And he also has blind fighting, which means he has blind sense for 10 feet. I don't know if it matters since our enemies are above, but...
It's good for me to know these things.
That's the case.
Okay, once you hit 20 feet, you have a right or a left. The left kind of immediately hooks away, so you can't see where you're going. You can tell the right goes for about another 30-ish feet, and then you can't see where it goes from there. So you've got kind of a short to the left and then a longer to the right. However, there is a mural in front of you on the wall if you would like to investigate it.
Oh my god, he's so fucking stupid. I think he's gonna go to the mural.
I would love for you to make me a history check, please.
No, that's no good for me.
I know. Uh-huh. It's funny.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Can anyone tell this is my favorite trial? Because this is my favorite trial.
That's still a 15. He rolled a 16, so that's a 15.
Okay. Lovely job, Hemlock. What you see before you then, you remember Alcander telling you about a myth that he read about. There was a woman, her name was Calla, and she was challenged by the gods to spin flax into silver. And in order to do this, she had to go through several steps of a process. And you can see as you're approaching this mural, there is a depiction of that process going in both directions, towards the left and the right. You remember, Hemlock, the order in which she had to do those things is correctly shown leading to the right. And it is out of order as you walk to the left.
Okay, he'll go to the right then.
Excellent. Okay, so you said 40 feet of movement, you went 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Okay. If you poke your head around a wall to the left, you see an empty room around the corner.
Okay.
You're not sure. So you see, peeking your head around the corner to the left, there is a large room. It's about 15 foot by 15 foot, and you can either exit, like, more to the right through it, or you can keep following the wall that you're looking on that seems to go into another room. You can't see anything further than that at this point.
Can he use his bonus action to Misty Step?
He sure can. Do you want to go all 30 feet?
Yeah.
Does he see a badger?
We gotta get you the badger. Are you gonna follow the wall that you're looking at, or are you gonna go out that kind of like rightmost exit?
So I can follow the wall that I'm going towards or go into the room?
So the wall that you are peeping around to the left is like part of the room that you see ahead of you. And the room essentially either exits, like if you were to take another step, you would be angled like straight. Otherwise you can veer off to the right. It's like there are those two ways to leave the room essentially, is to continue going straight or to veer off to the right. If you would like to try and orient yourself based on where you think you are in the maze right now, I will take a survival check, please.
Okay. That's a natural 20.
Ooh, beautiful.
Cool.
Then you know without a doubt that if you were to go to the right, that would lead you out of the maze. Like that's an exit out of the maze entirely.
Okay.
And you do not want to do that. So if you want to Misty Step, you can Misty Step further down the hallway you're looking down, essentially.
Yeah, he'll do that. As far as he can go, up to 30 feet that he can see.
Okay. And that's, you can actually see, like, it's 30 feet that you can see clearly down this hallway.
Okay.
So you have Detect Magic up. You can feel there is transmutation magic ahead.
Uh-huh. Noted.
Oh, good.
And badgers.
It is about 20 feet away from you as the crow flies, but you get the sense that you are sensing that through a wall.
Okay.
Mm. So you're in another space right now that's, again, about like 15 by 10 feet, and you're kind of tucked into a corner of it. You know the way you came back, and there is a way ahead. You'll just have to kind of hook around the wall and then go down a hall.
Okay.
So that is Hemlock's turn.
Did I get to use my action that turn, or are we...
Oh, you did not. If you'd like to do anything with your action, you sure can. Matisse just got interrupted from being able to use an action because he had just used his movement and then became a badger.
Fair.
Oh, so wait, just for my own brain, do the, like, investigation checks and any of the, like, saving throws that we have to do count towards the turn, just so that we know?
Yeah, good question. So anything that's like part of your surroundings in the maze, I'm considering like a free action, so you don't have to like dedicate part of your action economy to that.
Right. Okay. Oh, that makes sense, because it's not like we're like in combat.
Mm-hmm.
We just, okay. Okay. Cool.
Heck yeah.
Neat.
So you were able to follow the hallway and go 25. There's a badger at your feet.
You made it.
Okay.
You made it to the badger.
There's nothing he can really do.
Glares up it.
looks at the badger and will step over him and around him because he can't do anything either, even if he wanted to.
That's fair.
Nope.
So you end your turn then standing next to the badger.
Okay.
Using all 30 feet of your dash.
Oh, I have 40 feet.
Okay. We're going to pause you there for a second to look at where you could go, because when you look to your immediate right, you can see there is a hallway that way, but looking like you have a straight shot looking down it right now, and you can see it leads back out to the outside. So the way forward is to continue going up.
Okay, I'll go that way.
Okay, so you end your turn in another space. You can see, though, that there is a mural along this one as well. But before you can examine it, I would like you to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Can I counterspell it?
Yes. What level are you going to counterspell it at?
3. That's, yeah, I can't go higher than 3.
Okay. Guess whose lucky day it is?
Me?
Yours! That works.
Yay!
It was a third level spell. Yay, but nice. It was trying to come your way. So, you counterspell, and you hear a quiet, damn it, from above.
Hilarious.
Hemlock, like, looks up and, like, waves.
You guys can see, too, like, the interior of this maze is really well lit because the ceiling is not complete. It is made in, like, 1 or 2 foot wide strips of stone that then have, like, cross-hatching in between them and let in a lot of light in those spaces in between. So you can still see, like, the people who are up there, and they can see down to see you.
Cool.
So there are these big, essentially, like, skylight windows set into the top so that the spellcasters, because a lot of the spellcasters need to be able to see you, and then there is full light because I think some people have dark vision, but not everyone. Yeah, there's plenty of early afternoon light coming in. Petra doesn't either, don't worry. So you are able to successfully counterspell that spell, and then I think that fully ends your turn because that was action bonus movement, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Leth is up. So you, Leth, step into the maze. And you can see you have a turn to the left that ends in a pretty immediate dead end near you. It goes like another 15 feet and then dead ends. Mm-hmm. You can go straight forward and you can see there is a larger space ahead of you in that direction. Otherwise, you can go to the right, which goes about 25 feet. And then you can't see, like it seems to go around a bend. You can't see what's beyond it.
Okay, and so, and we know going into this that this maze is like a circular thing and we're trying to get to the middle, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so it's like, it wouldn't be helpful to do something like cast locate object to like know where the ladder is or whatever, because we know it's in the middle.
Ooh, if you wanted to, you could sure try.
And it's only
within 1,000.
As the crow flies too, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it would be that.
Not helpful.
Yeah.
So it is up to you.
Okay.
Because then you'll have something pulling you towards the center of the maze.
That's true.
It's your call if you want to try and follow it. You're not sure you have a straight shot to the middle of the maze.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of... And it's also concentration, so then I would have to not use detect magic. So, which I have detect magic. Okay, never mind then. Okay, then so you said forward is there's an opening into a room, and to the right it goes around a bend.
Yep.
I'm heading to the right.
Okay, sounds good. There is a mural that is drawn along the wall to the right, if you would like to examine it.
I would. Do I detect any magic?
You don't detect any magic, but I would love a history check, please.
Okay.
No, one of these.
And my history checks, I have expertise on history checks regarding stonework.
Ooh, unfortunately not the subject of this. However, it is, I mean, it's done on stone, but you're getting into the history of mythology here and the history of Cardia itself.
Sorry, you said what kind of check?
History check.
Okay, that would be a dirty, filthy 20.
I love how you've gotten onto that.
That's amazing.
So this is depicting the myth of a hero of old whose name was Priam, and his big thing was that he had to make a choice between 3 different styles of fighting that he was gonna undergo, or like 3 different gods that he had to pick to study under, and he ended up picking Athena, and her symbol is on the corner of the hallway that leads out towards the straight path to take, and the other 2 gods who he didn't pick, Artemis and Dionysus, their symbols are further down this hallway. which could potentially indicate to you that this is not the correct path to take.
Oh, yeah, I'm following the chosen one. Following that chosen deity.
Love it. So you took one step into the maze. You then took another step towards the right and then figured out that that was not the path to take because you saw a head down the mural. So you then reverse pass. This is 15 feet, 20 feet, 25 feet gets you into this larger space.
Okay.
It's about 20 feet by 20 feet from where you're standing right now. There is a path that leads to the left and then hooks around. Otherwise, you can continue going straight like you have been. And there's about a 10-foot long hallway that ends 50 feet further down the way.
Can I see anybody standing through the skylights?
Yes. Yep.
Where?
There is a person 20 feet ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also see one down the left-hand hallway. There's someone standing like another maybe 10 feet away from you.
Okay, so I'm heading left, but I'm keeping an eye on that person up there to see if they start making any funky movements.
Sounds good. And they do indeed.
Play that funky movement,
wizard.
Sorcerer on the roof.
How much speed do you have?
25 feet.
Okay, actually, so you end up standing at this kind of junction point. You are at 25 feet of movement there.
Okay.
So you can decide to start walking towards the left when you have your next turn. Or you can use, I suppose you can use the dash action.
Okay.
Since you haven't cast a spell or done anything on your turn yet, if you would like to start moving in that direction.
Ooh, everybody can do a dash. Yeah, I'm going to do a dash action for sure.
Excellent. So you then move an additional 10 feet towards the left, and I would like you to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
So I'm going to also use my bardic inspiration.
Excellent.
And that brings me to a 12.
Oh, no. You do not pass the check.
Wait. When can I use luck?
Right now.
You can use luck now if you want to.
Now's the time.
That rerolls your dice and you can use what you get.
Okay, so I reroll the d20 and the d10 or just the d20?
Nope, just the d20. You can keep the d10 result.
Okay, so now we're at a dirty, filthy 20.
Excellent.
Hey!
Left, you have a moment of time.
The filthiest of 20s.
You have a moment of time left where you can see a future in which you start laughing uncontrollably and you can't stop and you can't move and you can't do anything but laugh and laugh and laugh.
It flashes before my eyes.
That future does not come to pass.
Thank God.
And I just feel, I'm feeling that in my head. I'm like, classic Leth luck.
Classic.
Leth is the best.
Classic.
Sarah and I had to like literally talk ourselves out of taking luck as a feat for this. Mm-hmm. Like we both were just like, it's fine. We don't have to.
I did the same thing.
Same.
I wanted to take like one of the strength ones because I'm so weak. But then I was like, but Leth is just lucky.
Yeah.
Like right. She is. Mm-hmm. That's how she got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feat.
It is a great feat.
I want
feat.
To take it's it like, one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like one of the best.
Yes, suckers!
You then are able to move another 10 feet, so you've used 20 of your 25, and you see the hallway hooks, and as you look ahead down it, you can see it's a dead end.
God damn it. Okay.
So you can take a step back.
That's the end of my turn, right?
Yep, you take a step back in the other direction, and you are then poised to come back out into the room that you were in.
Okay.
Perfect. That was actually action bonus and movement because Bardic Inspiration is a bonus action. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So then it is Petra's turn. She is going to make a survival check because she has a little choicey choice ahead of her. Ooh, okay. She can see a badger down the hallway, but she is a little bit a ways away from the badger. Badger Matisse, you see Petra appears about 20 feet away from you.
Cool.
And she has to make a wisdom saving throw. Ooh, not good.
Be badger with me.
Badger friends.
We'll find out.
I'll fight you and you can fight me. And it'll be great.
And it'll be great.
Badger fight.
Then we'll hit 0 hit points and come back to being real people.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, no, she actually does fail the save on Polymorph. So Badger Matisse, you see Petra appears and then is promptly turned into a badger.
Yeah.
Oh, Petra, please.
Welcome back, Alutna. Petra's now a badger, too.
Yep.
Oh, God. Of course she is. Poor Petra.
Poor Petra.
Yeah.
Petra, come here.
Mm-hmm. We're about to square up. It's fine.
Let's do violence on one another so that we can turn back into people.
I knew I had
to have this ready, so I have badger stats written down.
Badger stats.
One of us was gonna get it.
Yeah. Okay. Sonder, you are up next.
Cool, what do I see?
You step forward into the maze. You can either go straight forward or you can go to the left. You can see it goes for quite a ways and then disappears around a corner. However, there is a mural on the wall ahead of you as you like step forward.
To the left or in front of me?
So you step forward and you're facing part of the wall. If you took another step to the side, you could keep going forward or you could keep going left. You kind of step forward into like that left hallway though, and then you'd have to like take a step around to keep going straight just because of how you enter.
Okay. And where's the mural again?
The mural is right in front of your nose.
Oh, okay.
I'm laughing at your Sonder voice. I love it very much.
I know. So good.
I want to look at it.
He's making me a history check, Sonder.
Oh, no.
Aren't you good at that?
I'm okay.
I remember our first proving where you excelled at that, and I did not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. 20, my dude.
Yeah. Excellent. You... from a very young age, have studied a lot of the myths and legends and heroes of this island. And this is not a myth. You know, this is a verifiable historical fact. Mm-hmm. There was a hero during the time when the first horned serpents attacked Cardia, whose name was Stimolus. And he was a very, very impressive hero, partly because he came from very modest upbringing. And in order to prove his worth to the gods, in order to get them to provide some help or assistance to the people of Cardia, he performed 12 incredible tasks and just only used his wits and his strength and who he was as a person in order to do those tasks. And you can see leading down towards the left, it's kind of weird because like the hallway is really long in one direction and really short in another, but you can see like you're standing in front of a portion that correctly portrays the order in which he did those trials, and it hooks around towards like the straightaway direction. And if you look further down the hallway, if you keep going left, you're following an incorrect series of Stimolus's feats.
Go forward then.
Excellent.
Do I hit a wall at any point? I have 40 feet of movement, by the way.
Yes. Okay. You do. You move forward then 20 feet. And you see there's a little fork.
Okay.
And down one direction, you can see Hemlock. He is in like a room that's part of the fork. He's probably 10 feet away from you right now. And then to the right, you can see the space kind of opens up ahead of you.
Hmm. So nothing I can like try to punch through to get to the middle. Right. Okay.
I am stupid, but that is stone.
I love the idea of Hemlock seeing Sonder sizing up the wall and being like, no.
I mean, I have a +9 damage to like headbutting anything. I guess I'm going to be like, hey, my buddy. And maybe I'm making the wrong decision, but that's the idiot that I'm playing. He's going to go towards that.
Hey.
Be like, hi.
This is great. So you would move 20 feet. You go 25, 30 to stand by Hemlock. You can see there is an angry looking badger around the corner. And if you take another step, there is an angrier looking badger further down the hallway.
Just be like, it works when we work together, so sup. And that's my turn. I'm not going to do anything else.
Okay.
Hemlock gives him a little fist bump.
You've used 30 feet movement. You are standing by Hemlock.
Yep.
If Sonder's an ally, he gets +4 to saves when he's by me.
You guys can determine, are you allies?
I came in friendship, so.
Cool beans.
Where it's like, as long as we're within a space of each other, it's...
Yes, it's 10 feet. You get +4.
Actually, this is a really good point. Because you just stop there, Sonder, there's like a beat of a pause, and then I need you to make an intelligence saving throw, please.
+4.
But you get...
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, intelligence and then +4. Okay. That's 24.
Sonder got a 24 intelligence?
Kind of upside it's the wisdom down, that's the problem. For the record.
Or such the opposite.
Yeah. I know, it's so good. Sonder, there is a moment where you can see a flicker of illusion around you where suddenly you're standing in like a dead end and you have a second of like, how did I get, like, I'm going the wrong way. What am I doing? And then the illusion is gone. You've seen through it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Hey bud, what's animals? I don't know. It's...
Oh, they're magical. I'm not sure.
Oh, neat. Okay.
No further questions.
Magic badgers.
Hemlock, you are just close enough to have felt the transmutation magic that got Petra. That's like just on the edge of your detect magic spell right now. So you went from feeling one transmutation magic source to feeling two.
I feel like he doesn't know what it is, though. Like, he doesn't know that that's
polymorph. Oh, absolutely not. Nope. You just know the school.
Mutant badgers. What is that, like, Demeter's stuff? I don't know.
I don't know if they're mutant. Looks at the badgers.
Teenage ninja badgers.
All right. Iolanthe, and then we'll be back to the top of the round with Matisse.
Yes.
So you step into the maze. You have three directions you can go, left, forward, or right. Looking at it to the left, it continues along and then kind of goes around a corner and you can't see what happens to it from there. Your right-hand side is an obvious dead end. And then going forward, you're going to hit a fork.
Quick question. Did Iolanthe see Leth going through anything, or did we have like pseudo separate entrances?
Yep. So what happens is you would know as you step into the maze, the dead end is the side that Leth would have been on. So you can't see down that hallway.
Okay.
Like as you were standing waiting, Leth was on your right hand side. And so as you step in, there's a wall down that way.
That's kind of what I thought, where you couldn't see each other. Mm-hmm. I think she'll go forward.
Sounds good. You can move 5, 10, 15, 20 before you hit a fork in the road.
Okay.
There is a mural on it.
Yes.
And it's essentially, it's a right and a left. Pretty indistinguishable, but if you'd like to make a history check to determine what is on the mural, you certainly may.
I would love to give it a try with my plus zero history.
God.
Relatable.
That's a 13.
13. Okay. You have like vague memories in the back of your head. You're not really sure what this is supposed to be representing because it's kind of a bunch of like abstract than you'd like it to be. Like there's no real clear like depiction of what this myth is. The left-hand side has someone who is like lying on the ground and seems to have a spear through them. And the right-hand side seems to have someone who's running in that direction.
She will consider the mural, see the person with a spear sticking out of them, and go, no, no. And go to the right down the hall with the solid person that's running.
Sounds good.
That being said, while she's been waiting, has she seen any of the people above, like, doing stuff on the rooftops? Like, had she seen that that was happening?
So this is all happening simultaneously because this is all one round of combat, quote unquote. And so all of you are like functionally kind of moving at the same time, as it were. I know we've been kind of staggering it just because you guys are making choices, but as you're moving into the maze, you'd start to see people making moves up on the roof. And you do see someone who kind of turns and looks in your direction. Mm-hmm. What is your speed?
And she has a speed of 30 feet.
Okay. Would you like to use your action to keep moving? Would you like to do something else with your action?
I think for now, she'll use her action to keep moving.
Okay. You follow the hallway to the right continues for another 15 feet after. God, okay, I can count. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. It deposits you out into a large open space. To your left, there is a hallway that would go away and around. In a direction you can't see. But to your right, you can see veering off a little bit, there is a beaded curtain. Seems to be like loosely...
Beaded curtain.
Mm-hmm. It's like blue beads that is hanging in kind of a 5-foot space.
Do it.
I know. The curiosity.
Do it.
Do it.
What? 5, 10,
she might know 15. A little bit better, but like, I have to know.
No. Right?
Like, I think she's intrigued enough.
Yeah. The rest of your movement from your dash gets you next to it. You can't make it like fully through it yet. So you can look at it as kind of like the remainder of your turn, as it were. Like if you want to look a little more closely, if you want to kind of like peek through it.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. Probably like peeks in before even thinking about going mm-hmm. next time.
Yep. You move the beads away a little bit, the strings of beads, and you can see there is a ladder inside.
Nailed it. There you go. You got it, girl.
She stays right Damn. Where she is, ready for the next time.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Top of the round with Matisse and then Hemlock. Matisse, you're a badger. You have eyes on Petra.
Yeah. Can he say in badger, I'll fight you if you fight me? And then he's still going to hustle over there. Do little claws at her.
So here's the thing about badgers as they're written in D&D 5e is they're not expressed to have language. Like in the languages section, there is nothing. I, as a DM, think right, that's utter animal. Bullshit. I know, it's beast speech.
Yeah.
That's what beasts speak right. to yeah. each other, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, I will say, because you are both polymorphed, there is some chittering that happens where it's not language per se, but you are, like, threat displaying at Petra, and she snarls in response.
Yeah.
I love this that Sonder fucking... and Hemlock are just watching this. Like, now all of a sudden the badgers are just going to go so at fun. Each other.
They totally are.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonder and Hemlock.
It's like, oh, okay, magic badgers.
Please take bets on these badgers.
Right. They don't know their people.
Right. Yeah.
You hear a feral screech and like an answering scream of like a challenge accepted kind of thing. And you two are just like, weird. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
Got lost in this maze with us, all right.
Awesome.
Okay, you have a 20-foot walking speed, which is great because that gets you 5, 10, 15, gets you over to Petra. You have a +2 to hit. Oh, sorry, actually, can you roll me a d4 real quick for your 8 hit points?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
3.
Okay, so you have 4 hit points because it's a d4 +1.
Cool.
And I have my hit points as well. So
was it great?
Well, the armor class you have to beat is a 10. How'd you do?
9.
Oh no!
Oh,
okay.
No.
Petra dips out of the way. That's your action.
Do I get extra attack still?
Nope.
At least you didn't turn her back.
I know. I still have my key. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
No,
I stole my 9.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
You have nothing.
That's fine.
Good day, sir.
Yep.
At least I'm safe inside my mind.
At least I'm safe inside my mind.
It didn't cool. turn her back before you.
Yep.
Yeah. Bummer.
Then I know you made a valiant effort and you nearly got me, but I dipped. Yeah. Hemlock then left.
I have quick question. Mm-hmm. Raise his yep. hand. Just because Sonder would do this. Mm-hmm. Can I just follow Hemlock mm-hmm. and give him advantage on everything by quote unquote helping, even though I'm a moron?
I will allow that you can use your turn essentially to just follow. That's fine.
Yeah.
Any like of the I'll same movement.
Help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the same speed.
Yeah, we both yep. got the same speed.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you two will move as a unit then. Where would you like to go?
I love this character.
Hemlock, you were heading in the direction that Sonder came from.
He looks at the badgers and says, wild. And then... if it's the way Sonder came from, he'd point and be like, was there nothing back here?
I mean, I followed a story that said go this way, so that's what I'm...
Mm-hmm. Was it one of the murals?
Yeah, there was, like, a fork, like, the thing you eat with, you know, when you, like, decide not to go to the kebab stand
sure.
and instead want to go eat fancy.
Sure.
Yeah.
The four things, yeah.
So, but then I saw Hugh, so we could go back the other couple feet and then go look at the other way if we don't want to disturb these fighting patterns.
Thanks. But the mural told you to come this way?
The mural was when I went down the hall to get to this fort, mm-hmm.
oh,
right?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so I had a mural, said go here, and then I was like, that's my mm-hmm. buddy.
Sure.
But I had nothing about the other side.
Yep.
Sure, yeah, let's go check out that other prong, mm-hmm. and he'll lead them back to the other way of the fort.
Other prong? I didn't know there were shrimp here. Shit.
Prong.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay, yeah, I'll follow you.
you just used the simile of fork, so I was following with it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you can tell me a prod sign this right.
20. Okay, so 15 gets you back to the fork that Sonder must have been describing. You have come down one tine, and you can go around the other, and that'll be 20 feet of movement, because you can see, like, when you're standing there, you can see the straight shot that Sonder took to get in here, as it leads directly out of doors. So 20 feet of movement gets you there. You are looking and you can see Iolanthe standing near a wall. And you can also see, like, there is a right-hand turn that you could take that goes down and then turns around, out of sight.
And that's the only way to go?
Yep, those are your two options. Iolanthe is ahead of you guys. She's really easy to see because she's super tall.
Right.
You can see like 75% of her standing looking at something, but you can't see what that something is from this angle because like the wall is in the way the wrong way. And then there is a right-hand hallway that disappears around a corner.
Okay. If she looks like she's looking at something, I think Hemlock will point towards her and look at Sonder. Mm-hmm. She'll say maybe she found something.
Oh, farmer girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Hemlock will lead him that way.
I like her ears. They're like,
they're very cute.
Yeah. And I follow.
30, okay. 35 gets you out into like where you can see what Iolanthe is looking at. And you can see she's looking at a blue beaded curtain. So then 40 would get you closer to it if you'd like to get closer.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so that's your movement round. Anything, action, or bonus?
I think he'll just keep moving as his action.
Okay.
If Sonder's cool with that, if we're following.
Let's dash.
Sounds good. So 5 gets you up to the beaded curtain, and then 10 gets you through it, and you can see there is a ladder there. Once you make that step, though, I need Hemlock, Sonder, and Iolanthe to all make wisdom saving throws, please.
No!
Rude of you guys to drag me into this.
Hemlock also waves at Iolanthe when he passes.
Mm-hmm. That is so... The sass? I can't even. A wave in a maze.
You said wisdom?
Wisdom saving throw, please. And you do benefit from... Hemlock's aura. Aura is Iolanthe, your ally.
I don't think so. I think because Sonder and Hemlock decided to specifically be friendly towards each other in this is the only reason he's counting him.
Yep, so no buffs for Iolanthe then.
And Talon.
And to be fair, this worked for us before.
It did. No, this is beautiful. Right. This is poetry. I love it.
And so that's a plus 4, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Okay, nice.
What do we got?
I got a 17.
Good.
I got 21.
I got a 24.
Good.
Nice.
Wow. One thing Iolanthe's good at.
All of you feel a moment in which your senses become intensely disoriented.
Woof.
And then that moment passes. And you hear another voice on the roof say, "What?" okay,
Hemlock,
so that was...
like shouts up like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and then starts to climb the ladder.
You have it. Both of you have enough movement to make it to the top of the ladder this round. So not only do you then, because it's a 20-foot tall ladder, and you only had 10 feet of movement up. I know.
I'm pissed.
I'm so sorry.
This is the funniest thing.
To be clear, Elena is pissed. Yeah. Leth doesn't know what's going on. Right. Me, Elena, pissed.
Mm-hmm. And I swear I did not mean to cheat. I was only trying to save us time.
No, this is perfect. It matches with the backstory we have. It's beautiful. The fact that Hemlock calls sorry and then proceeds to scamper up the ladder and be like, ta-da!
Yep.
Yep. After fucking waving at Iolanthe on.
Yep, exactly. Like, the audacity in this character.
I'm so sorry. He's
made of audacity. He's the best. I love him with all my heart.
I love him. Iolanthe is...
feeling some kind of way.
Trying to remember her graces.
Reiterating, he does not speak for me.
No,
that's fine.
I don't know. It seems to be coming pretty natural.
That's the wine.
Am I allowed to, like, say, just because I'm thinking of in character a little bit, but am I allowed to save my, like, last 20 feet and just, like, stop at the bottom of the ladder? Because it's like, we're all kind of doing this at the same time, and then I look at Iolanthe and it's like, you're tall. You're not scared of heights, are you, or anything? Do you want, like...
Oh, I think you would, like, offer her to, like...
No, go first.
Do you need me to, like, come up after you, or what? Or are you comfy?
Sonder, in first place.
You're right. What's it matter?
You got here fair and square with... And then she kind of, like, gestures up at him, like, you got a fair and square with him, so...
God. Okay. I don't know. If you need my hair, I'll like send it down. Just let me know. You're just one. Okay.
But sorry, why would I need your hair?
I don't know. Like for something to grab on that will make sure that you don't fall. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I have the ladder.
Okay, that's fair. That's chill. Okay. Cool.
She does not understand what this like Rapunzel reference is. Uh-huh. She has no fucking clue.
I don't even think that Sonder does either. He's just like, what could I send down to make sure that someone who I assume is afraid of heights doesn't feel scared?
My hair.
And he's like, my hair.
And she's like,
that's it.
I'm not scared of heights, but thank you.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks. And then I guess he would climb up.
Excellent.
But
sounds good.
Would have delayed.
Perfect.
Oh, she's not scared, just bitter.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine, just following the rules.
It's like you're still looking at the ladder and we're like, oh, hey!
No. Just like total assholes.
Oh, God.
Peeking through the beach with a wave.
Oh, look at this thing that you found. Turns around, look at this thing that I found.
Exactly.
Awful. Leth, you are up next.
So I'm in the process of circling back, right? Into the big room?
Yep, so it'll give you another 10 feet to get back to where you were before you realized that was a dead end. So you're back in the big room at 10 feet.
Yep.
And then, so you know the way you came from, which is behind you, and then you can orient towards what seems to be a dead end, but as you continue kind of scoping further down the way, 25, you can see there is a offshoot to the left that you couldn't see before until you get closer, because it was like flush with the wall.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll continue down there.
Okay, so you're using your action to dash?
Yes, please.
Okay, so then it is in there, 5, 10, 15. Ahead of you, you can see a blue beaded curtain.
Do I see Iolanthe?
You do not. You get the sense... So you are actually on the opposite side from her.
Gotcha.
Of this space. So Iolanthe is behind a solid wall compared to you. You just see a blue beaded curtain on its own, essentially in this hallway that leads to this blue beaded curtain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm still detecting magic to see if I feel anything going on with the curtain, but I'm straight for it.
Your movement speed on that dash gets you to just like you are up to the beaded curtain. So if there's anything bonusy that you can do to increase your speed, otherwise you cannot detect any magic. Oh, no, that's a lie. Through the wall, you can detect there are 2 points of transmutation magic.
Do I hear scurrying and snarling?
Make me a perception check if you don't mind. Just for free, a perception check.
The fucking badgers.
Do a perception check?
Just for free. No action or anything.
Okay, then, oh yeah, right on. I got... where's my perception? An 18.
Yes, you can hear rabid sounding snarling on the other side of two very angry badgers.
Oh my god.
Horrifying.
So, and then what did you cut out when you, what did you say about I could maybe do more movement? I have something else I can do movement with?
Does anything of your bonus action let you move?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Bonus action.
Do you have, you don't have the expeditious retreat spell, do you?
No.
Okay. I think that's the only bonus action movement spell. So you are currently where you're at. And
can you cast a cantrip as a bonus action?
Mostly they are actions.
Depends on the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There's like a couple.
Yeah, if it's a casting time of bonus, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nope. I got nothing.
Most of them have a casting time of action. So you are just squared up, ready, outside the beaded curtain.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So frustrating.
Yes. It is Petra's turn. She
fight me.
Hit him.
Badger
hit him.
Cover.
Hit him for four.
Fight.
No, it's a two.
Oh my god. Hilarious. Oh, this is
I big whiff. I big whiff. Iolanthe, you are up.
Can I climb the ladder?
You sure can. It actually only just needs 30 feet of movement because you got out of the confusion spell, so they're not going to try again on you. You are third up the ladder.
Yay. So we make it to we're all three in the ceiling.
Yes, all of you are standing
in
the ceiling. The roof.
You're standing.
A little extra thing.
Yes.
Can she?
Yes.
I think a little bit out of spite. Before she fully climbs the ladder, can she? Oh God, where did it go? Why does it have to be in a different spot? I'm so sorry. Give me a second.
You're good.
All right.
She's gonna cast. It's a bonus action. Fuck. That means I could have done. Okay, whatever. Turn invisible until the start of your next turn.
Oh yeah, fear bolt stuff.
Genius.
So she's gonna hidden step and then climb the ladder so she can just appear like right behind one of them and just be like, hi.
Wait, I know you're there. I know you're there because I have blind sight.
That's true.
God damn it, Hemlock! God damn it!
I don't got shit.
Mm-hmm. Hemlock, you know someone's there, but you don't know who. You sense Iolanthe when she comes up the ladder and is like on the roof with you. And Iolanthe, you notice that one other caster up on the roof turns and looks, but everyone else is unaware of your presence.
Okay. I don't know if I can like willingly get rid of it, so she just kind of hangs out until then.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's
but when it does drop, she will just go, hi.
How long does it last?
Just till the start of my next turn. So.
Oh. If Hemlock senses someone there, he'll turn and be like, don't be shy.
Iolanthe like steaming.
Sonder has no idea what's going on, so he's gonna be like, I'm not shy. What are you talking about? What's happening?
You'll see in a second. You'll see in a second.
Okay, cool. He'll still probably be like, when you show up though.
You guys would have been kind of shivvied like a little bit away from the ladder to give people room to come up.
Yeah.
By a couple of the casters who are up there. So, Hemlock, it's really just on the edge of your field of perception that way.
Okay.
And then, Iolanthe, you can go wherever you'd like because no one is telling you where to go because no one can tell you're there.
So let's kind of like wander around and like look at the rest of the maze.
Sounds good, yeah.
That's what she will do.
Yep. There's that one caster who's kind of positioned like on the other side and about 10 feet away from the opening, who has eyes on you right now and is watching you as you move around, but otherwise no one else perceives you. Mm-hmm. You have a bird's eye view then of Leth being on the other side of a beaded curtain that's like south of where your position was. Like you were on the north end of the room and she's on the south end. You can see that, and then you can see the Badger Fight Club that's happening.
Badger Fight Club.
I found a term and I'm sticking to it.
The first rule is that we don't talk about Fight Club because we physically are unable to be badgers.
Because we have no language.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So Iolanthe is up. That means Matisse is next. And then Leth, you'll be able to go up the ladder after that.
Mm-hmm. Can he bite himself?
I see what you're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd know to is the problem. Like. Cool.
He'll fight her then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll. What did I say it was? Plus 2 to hit?
10.
You hit me!
You got it!
Yeah!
You do 1 piercing damage.
You defeat.
1.
Nope. You do 1 piercing damage.
Cool.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Great. I know. You and I are just going to have to roll off.
This is going to take 4 rounds?
I know. We'll do a truncated version once Leth is up the ladder, now that we're the only two left. But so it then is Leth's turn. Leth, even with just your movement, you can see into the room ahead of you there is a ladder, and you can scoot on up it. Anything particular you'd like to do?
Yes, so before she goes up the ladder, she's going to cast a minor illusion of like fireworks coming up out of the roof before her.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
To, you know,
climb a ladder.
Like victorious music playing.
Oh my god.
Fireworks.
Love.
And then she makes her entrance.
And realizes 3 other people are already
there. Exactly. She's immediately assuming she's the first one because she doesn't see anybody else. Yeah. Fireworks. She comes up the ladder, does a little arm flare, jazz hands. Hi, it's me. I made it. Sees that there are already a couple people up there and that neither of them are Matisse.
Mm-hmm.
And like uncasts the spell almost with like a little bit of embarrassment. Like quickly uncasts the spell.
Congratulations.
Hemlock's like, no, bring those back and clap.
Ooh, shiny.
You made it.
Can we see that? I want to see it again.
Okay, I do. Leth does like one half little firework. Ooh. She's a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, honey.
It looks lovely.
Says Iolanthe invisible still.
Yeah, I was like, is Iolanthe still invisible?
I mean, if it's all simultaneous, she's probably not entirely invisible anymore, right. But I don't know.
Okay, so as Petra's about to take your next turn, Iolanthe becomes visible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Iolanthe would be next anyway. So you can say, like, as Leth, you cast that little half firework, and Iolanthe, you become visible again and say that.
Mm-hmm. feels worse. Oh. I thought it was just two people, but actually it's three.
All right. She's kind of like sheepishly like, hi.
Hemlock kind of laughs when Saunders startles.
I said firework, not firebolt. I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I'll warn you next time.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 to hit you, Matisse. You take 1 point of damage.
Oh, good.
Go ahead and roll to hit me.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Two more.
Yeah, whoever gets out of it first. I think it's going to be you anyway because you have longer legs, but we'll see.
Nope. Nine.
No hit? Okay. And then I hit with a 16. So you're down to two hit points? Okay.
Roll a hit. I rolled a 3.
Right, but it's a d4.
Now I rolled an 18, but I only had 3 hit points.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you rolled a 3 on the d4, right?
Yeah.
Yep, and then it's plus 1.
But I did just hit.
Great. So now I'm down to 1 hit point.
Oh yeah, okay, I see.
Yep. So I'm down to 1 hit point, and you're at 2. So I'm going to try and hit you.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I get a 19. We're both down to 1. You go next.
Cool. I hit.
Okay. I pop back out. So on nice. My turn.
Hey.
Oh, man. I'm going to roll to hit. Yeah. Petra stops and looks down at Matisse Badger.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to conk him with her quarterstaff.
Cool.
So you pop back out as well, but I take off running on my turn.
Yeah.
Your tiny little
I know, I was going to say, I don't get far. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
He says, thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is then your turn, though, and how far can you go in one round if you are motoring?
If I dash?
Mm-hmm.
I can also dash as a bonus action.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's speedy. Like 135 feet of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. If you had been turned into a badger, we all would have been fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fine.
I'm so sorry.
He's casting guidance on himself, though. Or resistance. So he has resistance saving throws.
That's fine. I think the way things would go, just to wrap this up, you, even if you got lost with your movement, you would still be able to find the curtain and get up long before Petra would. So,
because you've got two ladders.
Right.
Like, there's no way.
Well, but, like, I'm taking off in a direction. You know the direction you came from before you were a badger. Mm-hmm. And so there's, I'm running in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll give Matisse 5th and Petra 6th.
Yeah.
Yay.
As he was, heading out, he might say, not that way, but I don't know if she'd listen.
The way you came in, Matisse, you can see it from, where Petra was standing. So she would be like, oh, that's the way out, not the way further in. And so she'd be scooting that way because she came from further down. Anyway, long story short.
With her because he knows she's short. So
he's he'll zoom and then Petra will finally huff and puff her way up the ladder. And all contestants are on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Any more fireworks left? Once
when Matisse comes up.
Oh.
Yep.
For Matisse. Good. Perf.
He says, thanks. I got turned into a badger.
That was you?
Oh, shit, dude. That was you?
Which one were you?
The first one you ran by.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could only tell you were magical.
Oh, so you were like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah, there were two.
That was Petra.
Puffing up the ladder.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sick, bruh. Can you, do an ollie?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
If you want me to.
He says, I don't even need a skateboard.
It was very formal. I love that a lot.
Yes.
The difference in tone.
I love it.
Yeah, right.
He will thank Petra again.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Aw.
No eye contact.
Say that sucked.
That sucked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Mm-hmm.
You can say it in halfling.
You know.
Cute.
Wee.
Yep.
This is back in a halfling. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And then Tylanthian comment. She'd say, I know you can turn into animals sometimes, but like, it's not fun when you're like a regular animal.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. All right, let's go. The mages who are up on top will all corral all of you to like the side of the maze that you like arrived from, and will create a ladder down to the ground so you guys don't have to like retrace your steps through the maze itself, and everyone can just debus off the side of the maze.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool.
Yay.
So it's loosely right now Sonder, then Hemlock, then Leth and Matisse are tied, and then Iolanthe and Petra is kind of the ranking. So tied for third and fourth, respectively, are them two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this special Gaze of the Round production of Once Upon a Round, The Council of Cardia. Gaze of the Round Productions is a subset of Lucian Brinkley Media Services, LLC, and The Council of Cardia is a one-shot designed by Sam Cat and Lucian Brinkley. It will be available online once all trial episodes are released. Once Upon a Round features Cafe with Lucian as Sonder Zeke, Riley Lynn as Hemlock Valavanis, Sarah Kay as Matisse Solos, Keats as Iolanthe, with Elena Joy as Leth Terzi, and Sam Cat as Petra Costas and our GM. You can find Lucian on Twitter at Cafe with Lucian, Riley on Twitter at The Riley Lynn, that's LINN, Sarah on Twitter at A Blinding Idea, Keats on Twitter at KLOlsen32, that's OLSEN32, Sam on Twitter at SamSamCat with underscores after each Sam, and Elena on Instagram at Miss Fender, that's FENDERR, or on her YouTube channel by searching Elena Joy. All music and sound effects used in Once Upon a Round are licensed through Storyblocks.com and Motion Array. For more information on Gaze of the Round, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, both at GotrProdPods. That's GOTRPRODPODS. We've loved having you with us. We will catch you in the next trial.